I'd like to welcome everyone back, and today we're going to actually start a movie business podcast series, and the first topic of which is making sense of the new motion picture ecosystem. And with me today is Jason Squire, who is the editor of the movie business book and professor at the USC School of Cinematic Arts, and he will introduce our speaker today, Michael Grillo, in just a moment. But I'd like to first welcome you, Jason, to join me in this podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Elon.
And I think you'll go ahead and introduce Michael.
Yes, we're very lucky to have with us today Michael Grillo, who has worked his way up through the production ranks, starting as a DGA trainee on Young Frankenstein, then as assistant director on Deer Hunter, Body Heat, The Big Chill, and more, and later as line producer and executive producer of Amazing Spider-Man, Captain America Winter Soldier, Ant-Man, Avengers Infinity War, and Avengers Endgame, the highest grossing movie in history. So welcome, Michael. And first question, what does a line producer do?
Well, first, hello, Jason. How are you? And thank you for having me on board today. I appreciate it. Line producer, what does a line producer do? Well, you know, line producer is an interesting title. Producing titles are kind of interesting because they can represent so many different areas. And as our business has changed and some of these productions have reached such a large scale, there are multiple producers that get involved in these projects. Normally what happens when the movies are first getting developed, there's a creative producer that a lot of times works with the studios, works with the screenwriters, with the directors, tries to get the script in a good place. Once the financing company or the studio gets to the point where they're thinking, gosh, we really want to make this movie, then they hire what they call a line producer. And that's basically what I do. I'm a physical production guy. And, you know, doing that, I can be called a producer, an executive producer, a line producer, a co-producer. I've had all those different titles on different movies and done the same job. Basically, when they bring me in, what they're looking for is it's still very early on. Maybe there's a director on board and very, very few people are involved. And they want me to read the script and come up with a production plan. And if there's a director, I'll work with the director. I'll pick the director's brain to try and get an idea of the movie that that person wants to make. And then working also with the studio, I'll be thinking about, well, where do we want to make this movie? Where do we want to be based? What city do we want to be based in? Are there available sound stages? Are we chasing tax rebates? What are the locations? Are there local crews? And try to really come up with a plan that makes sense, that matches up with the material. And then I'll do a calendar that includes all of the prep, all the filming, and all the post. And I'll then break down the script. A lot of times I'll put all the scene numbers on it. And I will do a whole shooting schedule, or I'll hire an assistant director to come in and have him do and work with me on it to break it all down. And that includes, you know, on these bigger movies, we'll have multiple units. You can have two or three units going together, and you can have plate photography, and you break all of that out. And then I do a rough preliminary budget on all of this, working with an accountant. At the end of the day, I'll sit down with the studio and the director, and I'll say, look, if we start on this date, and we prep for this long, and we shoot for this long, and you post for that long, and we spend that much money, then, you know, you'll have a movie in the theaters for this cost on this date. And then they'll say to me, well, that's too much time and you can't have that much money. That's immediately, that's the immediate response that you always get from them, you know. But usually what happens is the plan makes sense, you do some revisions, they will give you a little bit of money for early research and development, you'll give them a cash flow for that, and they'll usually approve that. And then you just start putting it together. You scout locations, you make sure that your production plan makes sense, the city you're going to makes sense, the locations are there, set up offices, hire a crew, cast the movie, rehearse. You're working with the writers and the directors all the time and finding this movie, and then you finally go into filming, and you oversee all the filming. You know, line producers, I like to spend time on the sets because that's where I find all the decisions are being made. And I usually hire a very good and experienced production manager under me and accountants. And they're back in the office and getting us prepared for the future. And I'm on the sets kind of controlling the sets and saying yes and no to all the questions that are coming up. And then on these bigger movies, by the time you get to post-production, and particularly with Marvel, it's handed over to Marvel, and I'm not involved in post-production. But sometimes, like when I was with Lawrence Kasdan for a long time, I was involved in the early prep all the way through the release of the movie. So that's kind of what you do. You know, you start off kind of from scratch with nothing, and then you've got a, you've really formed a company, and you've gone on and made this movie.
This is Ivan. I just wanted to go back. You have been in this business for a very long time, and what I wanted to focus on from your perspective, you are in the front line of production. You are running production, as you say. Can you share some things that maybe you have seen in the last couple of years in terms of trending or in terms of changes, in terms of opportunities that you can share?
Absolutely. Can I start with the one thing that's the given that always stays the same? You never have enough time and you never have enough money. And that's a given no matter how the technology changes or how the business changes. That's a given. And every single production that you work on, again, this is something that's always the same. There are built-in limitations. And a lot of times those limitations, they can be financial, they can be time, they can be scheduling things with actors. But most of the time when you face these kinds of challenges, you're forced to take a look at why you're making that particular movie, why you want to tell that story, and what is important in that story, so that you take all your resources and you're concentrating on what is really, really important. And a lot of times that just makes a better movie all the way across the board, and usually cheaper and more efficient. I think the two things that I've seen that have really changed in the business, you know, over the last 5 years or so, more than anything else, are one, tax rebates. You know, it used to be when you read a screenplay and it said a city, you know, in the script, well, that was the city that you were going to go and try and shoot at, and at least shoot the exteriors and maybe bring the interiors back to LA and build on sound stages for your interiors. But nowadays, when you look at it, you immediately think tax rebates. And when we did the two Avenger movies, you know, we were based in Georgia and specifically Atlanta. And a lot of that was because of the tax rebate of what we were getting back. You know, a big part of that Georgia spend was a rebate to us. And to support the film business going to Georgia, they built sound stages, they built studios there. And there's a growing crew base as they're learning more and more about production. So you don't have to bring in as many crew as you used to. They're learning how to do these jobs. You hire them as locals, so you're not having to fly in crew. And you're not having to put up people in hotels and things like that. So on a financial level, it can be a huge advantage. On a creative level, it becomes really challenging, though, particularly if you read an Avenger movie, you're not going to see Atlanta anywhere in that script. So now you're challenged on how are you going to create this film and put it on screen if you're not really at the location that represents the script. So some of it is you're on other planets in other worlds, so it doesn't really matter. A lot of it you're going to be on stage anyway and you're going to create it. But some of the locations can be very challenging. And so you're looking at a lot of times putting up blue screens and backgrounds and things like that and changing the backgrounds and changing the dressing to create other worlds. So the tax rebates are huge. So you find that you're chasing those things, particularly on these big budget movies. There's a lot of filming in Great Britain. You know, you're going to go over there and you're going to get rebates. You're going to have local crew over there. You know, there's still a lot of filming in Canada. You go to Toronto, you go to Montreal, you go to Vancouver. You know, in the States, Georgia's huge. I think Louisiana's coming back again. New Mexico, Netflix is there now, and they have stages there, and there's rebates there. So, you know, that's a big impact to it. And on a personal level, when you're a filmmaker and you're based in L.A., it means that you're going to be on location for a really long time. For me, I was gone in Georgia and in Scotland and in other places in the world. I was gone for almost 2.5 years from my home. you know, prepping and shooting these movies because none of it was based here. The other big effect are visual effects, because you can kind of just do things that you could never do before. And there are so many different approaches in making the material. So when I'm breaking it down as a line producer, or at, you know, when the studio is taking a look at the material, there's just so many different ways to approach it. You know, you can take one scene and read it in a script and say, well, I could go to that practical location and shoot it there, or I can build it on stage, or I can go to a location that I'm already at and create a different background with visual effects, or I can do it all with visual effects, or I can build a set and only build part of the set and have a blue screen behind it, and then have visual effects elements or plate photography that are married together, putting all those elements together, and that can be anywhere in the world, you know, and create that. And those choices of how you address those, you're taking a look at what you're getting creatively. You're taking a look at what the actors can interact with, where you can get the best performances. You're taking a look at the cost. You're looking at the efficiency. And what you're really trying to do is you're trying to package and putting all these things together so that, boy, if you could be based in just one city, that's a huge savings. Once you're moving the production to an additional city, of just setting up a whole nother production office and all the travel and living and all that stuff, it adds a ton of money, but sometimes you have to do that. So the visual effects have really, really changed the business and allowed you to do a lot of things you couldn't do before, and maybe tell stories on a level of production that you just never had that opportunity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So can we return?
And there aren't any good answers to this. I mean, they're always, you know, it's a collaboration together. You know, you're working with a studio, you're working with a director, and you're trying to get an idea of what everybody's thinking. You know, and at the end of the day, you make a decision and you move forward. And by the way, the other thing that's changing, the other thing that I find that's changing a lot in our business is the involvement of writers. You know, earlier on in my career, you would have a screenplay and it would stay pretty set. Nowadays, you know, writers are very, very involved in the production all the way through. And it's evolving, and you continually are trying to find the movie and make it better.
Hmm. Good.
Wow.
So can we return to a little more detail about the almost 3-year marathon that you went through to do the two Avengers movies? And what was that like to manage it within the Marvel process, which is quite remarkable, successful, and unique in the business?
Yeah. well, I had done The Amazing Spider-Man, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Ant-Man before I did the two Avenger movies. So I had a shorthand with Marvel. They knew me and I knew them, so I knew how they worked, which was, I think, a huge help, and they also knew me and trusted me. So I came on very early while they were still writing the scripts, and again, it was like a development phase leading into prep where you're trying to find these movies. Early on, I think we decided that we were going to go to Atlanta, again, to take advantage of Pinewood Studios there and the tax rebate and the local crew. And that made a lot of sense for our movies because we knew a lot of it was going to be on stage. There were, you know, a lot of big open areas and ranches and farms and things like that that we could take advantage of, like when we were creating Wakanda. Black Panther ended up filming there along with us. And, you know, so we were, you know, tied to them and helping to, you know, create and match the look that Black Panther had because we had part of that in our stories. So that was a collaboration with them. And then we had, we wanted it to be a large international movie. And, you know, we ended up going to Edinburgh, and the city is just so picturesque and so beautiful and so interesting. And we were able to do some really cool and fabulous sequences there. And financially, it also worked for us there to be in Great Britain. And we were able to bring up crew from Great Britain, and we brought in a lot of our key crew here from, you know, from the States and putting it all together. But, I mean, literally, the scripts are still evolving, and you're trying to figure it out, and you're trying to find it together. And now you have a production designer on, and they're starting to design these different worlds and these different sets, and you're trying to solve them. You're like, God, how are we going to how are we going to do that? How are we going to afford that? How can we have enough time to do that? How many stages am I going to need? Can we do this practically? Are those actors ever even going to be available? Well, how about if, you know, then you're doing two movies back to back and you're trying to be efficient, and some of the sets that are in the first movie are going to be in the second. So you're trying to consolidate that in the schedule, but then those actors may not be available. It's this amazing puzzle that creates this energy with everybody. No, not energy, fear, I would say, more fear as you're trying to find this, you know. But it becomes a collaboration that's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's really great. So you have Marvel, and I had Joe and Anthony Russo, the directors, production designer, costume designer, editor, the visual effects team, which was huge right from the beginning. And you're all finding this movie together, you know, and they're explaining things to me about new technology that's coming up. And I mean, like, I'm going to go to my list real quick. As I'm sitting and I'm trying to break all this down and trying to figure out an approach to each one of these sequences, I'm going to use traditional photography, visual effects, plate photography, blue screen, aerials, helicopters, drones, underwater work, specialty cameras, cranes, insert cars, miniatures, prosthetic makeup, wigs, physical effects, stunts. You're using every tool that you can think of in the business to try to come up and put the best thing you can on screen. And then within all of this, trying to make sense to a schedule with one of the biggest casts that I think has ever been put together, and and just juggling their availability, which was, you know, fairly challenging, because even if you have them for run a picture, they're still involved in a lot of other projects, and they're involved, you know, they have family issues and things like that. And it's just, you're chasing it all the time, you know, but pretty exciting and pretty fun. And you got to be ready to anything that comes up on the day to move and adjust and kind of do the dance. The other thing that I would say that which was great on this particular movie was Marvel's involvement, which you don't always look at as a line producer or a producer working with a director. You know, sometimes you're out there and you feel like you're fighting really hard for the movie, and sometimes you're at odds with the studio. You know, whether it's you feel like you're not getting enough money or you're just not in sync creatively. And sometimes the directors, you know, will battle with the studio. And it's, you know, it isn't always, you know, an in sync, pleasant situation. With Marvel, it's a little bit different. It's incredibly collaborative. And Kevin Feige is, you know, brilliant. And he knows these characters and he knows these movies better than anyone else. And the thing is you're tied to not just the movie you're working on, but the next 10 movies that Marvel's going to make, you know, and so he's very involved in all of this creatively, as is the whole Marvel team. So Joe and Anthony Russo are working real closely with the writers and with Marvel, and it's fun to find these things together, and all this information's coming out all the time, and like I'm starving for information. Every time I see a meeting, even if I'm not invited, I try to sneak in and listen and take notes so that as anything is valuable to me as I'm trying to come up with a production plan. But you're also on these kinds of movies, you know, the people that you're hiring, be it the production manager, accountant, assistant director, production designer, costume designer, decorator, editor, the visual effects team, you've done these before. You know, you are experienced. You have been to war. You have put together these kinds of productions. And I think because of that, and because you're all supporting each other and talking all the time, it's not overwhelming. It's just hard. You know, it's just a lot of work.
Michael and Jason, I really wanted to thank you both for joining today. I actually wanted to thank you, in particular, Michael, with all your busy schedule to share with us the life on the front lines of production. So that's very helpful and quite quite a great information that we're sharing with everybody who's listening. So again, I wanted to thank you both. And
thank you very much for including us.